it's daddy's guitar time. You know?
That's fair.
Dear Internet.
Show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about JoJo fatigue, owning people via prayer requests, and warrior owls. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
Michael DeMorrow.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, friends, what's up?
Hello.
Just trying to survive in this hell world.
It's so bad.
It can't get any worse, am I right?
I am the world's greatest fool, and I woke up at 6 a.m. this morning to catch the end of a BTS concert that was being streamed live, so that is how I am doing during quarantine right now. I have no regrets.
Yeah.
Except for, actually, I wish I'd woken up a little earlier to catch the beginning of the concert. That's my only regret.
Jennifer, when we said goodnight to each other last night and gave our marriagely handshake... and I stayed downstairs to play video games. I played Persona 5 Royale for approximately 16 minutes.
Okay, I don't think I had been in bed that long when you came.
Yeah, I was. I took my glasses off and started cuddling the cats before
you got done doing
your face moisturizer.
All my nightly ablutions that I do.
Yeah. But yeah, we also wanted to say that. We're recording this on June 14th, and we want to encourage our listeners, our community, whether it's if you only listen to Dear Internet, or if you are part of the whole Geekly Inc. community, or just, you know, a person.
Just listen to podcasts.
That we are now in a very important time, a very interesting time. So, yeah, you know, not a big... but just please continue to support the Black Lives Matter movement. Please continue to donate if you can. Please continue to sign petitions if you can. Please continue to help educate your family if you can. There's a lot that all of us can do. And, you know, it's going to take every single one of us doing either a lot, either a little, where we can, to help make things a kiss better. And things are so bad right now it's the very least we can do. Obviously, our show is very silly, lighthearted, nothing real advice stuff. But I think those of us who make the laughter content as a group of white folks, it's the very least we could do to use like one baby ounce of our privilege to say, hey,
please pay attention to this. One thing that I was listening to, I've started listening to the Daily Zeitgeist podcast, which is great. And one thing they were bringing up this week was to remember that this is a marathon, not a sprint. So if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm completely overwhelmed right now, maybe kind of think of specific goals for like every week, like rather than use all your energy at the front and then burn out, because it is work. Like, you have to practice being good at these things. So, you know, if you're feeling tired, pay attention to that, but make sure that you don't stop.
you can't do everything, but just don't do nothing.
Right.
Like,
exactly. I think that's honestly, that is a really good like mantra. Like, you can't do everything, but you shouldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
Try something.
The rage does seem to be dying down a little bit, which is scary because the work is not done yet.
Nothing's better.
Nothing has really changed.
Right.
Yeah.
But so like, if you can do like, go to itch.io and buy their fucking indie game bundle.
That thing is so good. So wild. Like,
yeah.
It's like, if you need a way to contribute, how about 1,600 indie games for like $5? Like
$3,000 worth of games for $5.
Yeah, exactly.
Just thank you, though, to everyone that's been cool and chill out there. We will hopefully continue to make good content for you to consume to hopefully recharge a little bit of your batteries, but that's not really why we do it. It's just a byproduct.
Yeah. So actually, speaking of that, y'all want to get into our questions?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Number one, Michael, can you please
I hold a video game controller during the entire episode as if I'm...
You can.
Make
you feel better.
Tim likes to feel like he's controlling
us. Yeah, it's just comfort.
Sometimes holding my phone does make me feel better.
I get stressed if I don't have my phone.
I made
phone.
You both say that.
I've had real trouble concentrating at work because we live in hell world now. And, like, I really understand fidget toys now. Because, like, it's very helpful.
Like, when you switch out your phone and that, like... 5 minutes where the store employee is holding your phone and like transferring over. That is a terrifying 5 minutes.
Now I need a transfer. Like,
what if I? Ooh, my anxiety levels.
Oh yeah, they need to just give me like a child's like toy. Like, here's a jitterbug to touch.
Yeah. It's like when you give your like little sibling or little cousin like a controller that's not plugged in, so they can play with it.
I like literally actually sometimes during the day, now that we're both working from home in the same office, like I will put my phone over on Tim's desk so I don't just pick it up. Like, I'll be like, please take this from me. I can't be trusted with it.
I've started putting my phone in a drawer away from my sight line. Because I'll just like, oh, I wonder what's on Twitter. Oh, right. I checked 5 seconds ago.
My favorite shit is I have two screens. So I'll close, like, all right, need to focus. I'll close Twitter on my computer. And then if like anything takes more than 1 second to load, I just pick my phone up. I'm on Twitter. It's like, you just checked 4 seconds ago. There's nothing on Twitter.
What's wrong with you? Stop.
Stop it.
I think it's like the anxiety of like what's going on right now, and like
are things going to get better?
And then you're just like, I need to fill my brain. Fucking nonsense.
That's exactly it, and that's why like I can't exist right now if I'm not listening to music or like an audiobook or a podcast. Like, I can't have any silent moment in my brain.
It's not good there.
Alone with your thoughts is terrifying.
No, terrible.
I know that podcast downloads, we haven't checked ours, are down across the board, but because people aren't driving as much.
Yeah.
But one interesting thing I saw is that people don't really listen to podcasts at home that much. I'm like, wow, what do you do?
Because I listen to them a lot while I'm cleaning or just like
chilling,
puttering around.
Chilling. Me and my wife, like for the first like month or two, like we just talk more.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, you know what? If there's a like a 5 second pause in our conversation, I'm queuing up the podcast.
Excuse me, I just need to sit and play on this real quick. Yeah, I feel like yesterday Tim and I, like our apartment has two floors, and I feel like I barely even saw you yesterday. We were just like doing different things in the house, and we live together.
You were making ice cream, and I was reading comic books outside.
I was making ice cream.
Diana just went to have social distance coffee, like while we're doing this.
Aww.
And I think this is like the first time, like we're not like in each other's like orbit.
Yeah.
Right.
This is great for everyone's relationships out there. Speaking of relationships, sorry, we went on a tangent.
Sorry.
But let's get back to relationship questions.
Okay.
Now. Okay. My female 20, boyfriend male 20, always says sorry now after he talks about anime because I told him when we had a fight that it was overbearing that he has to say, is that a JoJo reference? In every conversation.
I was very close to completely owning myself during this entire set of show notes, and I switched some things around to save some face.
I'm just so into anime now.
You're
I was very much into anime when I was 14, and it wasn't cool. And like now with the coronavirus, I binged Haikyuu.
That was the first good choice.
And now I'm binging My Hero Academia.
Also good choice.
Also good. And I was like thinking about starting One Piece, and then I saw it was 900 fucking episodes.
Yeah, that was like that's a little.
You're supposed to read One Piece.
Now, Nick. Maybe after we talk about this question, maybe you'll start JoJo.
Yeah, and we are changing the name of the podcast to Boku no Dear Internet.
Yes. Luffy is like the 20th most powerful pirate after like 1,000 issues of.
Is Luffy the main?
He's
a
main dude. It's like, come on, like what? He's got so far to go. How is he?
I started reading One Piece and I did really like it. And the thing I like the most about it is how stupid Luffy is.
Oh, he's such an idiot.
I do love that. That's why my favorite thing about Haikyuu is that they're, you know, it's like one, it's sports, and like that's like giving me that sports fix that I need because I'm a sports boy now.
He loves sports.
But also, they're outside of sports, they're so dumb.
They're so stupid. I love that. I love a stupid main character. It's one of my favorite things.
It's good.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Question.
Okay. So, my boyfriend of 2 years is a self-proclaimed weeb. He became full-on weeb a year into our relationship. I like anime too, so it wasn't really a problem at first. But our schedules changed. We could only eat dinner at 9 p.m. together 2 times a week because he had late night classes. I had classes too. I would be super tired and sleepy, and he would yap about anime plots and coerce me into watching JoJo.
Okay.
Honestly, I tried to be very attentive, but I would doze off. I'm in those first couple seasons.
Jennifer, why are you giggling?
Is it because I've done exactly this thing to you, including specifically about JoJo. Huh. I think a few years ago, I actually, like, on my birthday was like, it is my birthday wish for you to watch JoJo with me. And coerced him into watching it.
I'm in this post and I don't like it.
My 15-year-old self would slap me, as I was very into anime at that time, but now I can't relate as much to my boyfriend. When we were in a restaurant, he almost cried because he said he remembered that one sad episode in Anohana, and he said, "Babe, I really want to fucking cry right now." I was more concerned about my image and how others would look at us. He honestly made me feel off.
I want to know what this... I've not watched Anohana. I don't really know anything about that series. So now I'm so curious what the sad episode is.
I thought that was like an arc in JoJo or something.
No, I know. It's a separate show. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
We had an argument, but it somehow led to anime. I said, sometimes he bores me with the anime talk. And I would like to, for once, I would like to talk about other things. Woo, that was tough.
Nice.
I feel awful for making my boyfriend apologetic about for talking about anime. He loves it. And it's like I'm limiting him. I feel bad. He said, okay, sorry. I'm going to limit it now. It's you, so it's okay. It made me feel worse. What should I do? He's always asking for permission now to talk about anime.
Oh my god, wow. Wow.
I want to hear Tim's answer to this.
Gonna take a pass on this one.
There's an update as well?
Do you want to read that now?
Oh yes, please read the comment. Oh my god, this comment
is Dominique the person?
Dominique is the question asker, okay. Yes.
So one person asks, so even though you asked to talk about other things, not an unreasonable request, your boyfriend is still trying to shoehorn anime into every conversation? I would think about what exactly you're getting out of this relationship and if it would be worth saving, because it sounds like the fun times and respect for each other are dying. And then she responds, honestly, the sex is good.
Oh my god.
Now, isn't that a plot twist?
Wow.
Would you have expected?
No, never.
For a weeb to be king of sex. Yes, of we sex. Anime likers are good at things.
I think it tracks, honestly. You know, anime likers are the band kids of the 2000s, you know?
Oh my god, that's really fucking true.
It's anime is so much more... It's accepted now.
It is, but also JoJo's fucking weird,
right? And since
as a person who loves JoJo and has spent many hours in its clutches...
I mean, this is a weird behavior, but it's also not exclusive to anime. Like, anybody that relates every moment of their life back to their hobby or their interest, you know, all the time is annoying.
Mm-hmm. It is. I have to say, I'm a person who hyperfixates on specific interests of mine. Tim's making it. Tim is so stressed. He's sweating right now.
Tim, is that a rash?
I think the boyfriend's good. I don't know. I love them.
No, I know that I have a tendency to do things like this. It is hard, though, because I'm trying to, like, not bring up these things, but also I want to talk to somebody about them, which is why I now have different chats to funnel my obsessions into, so I do not burden Tim with them as much. For instance, my current problem is BTS. I'm extremely obsessed with them. As I said, I woke up at 6 a.m. and watched a concert today. But now I have a chat with other friends who are equally as obsessed to talk about it.
And the thing, too, is I love BTS. I love anime.
It's just that there's no way for you could possibly love them as much as I do because I'm a maniac.
Exactly.
And I know this.
Like Nick said, this is something that happens for many different fandoms. And now that XYZ thing, in this case anime, is cool, it's a little bit different. But I think... as it always is, when thing becomes more mainstream, the hardcore people just go deeper. They always go deeper. It's like drugs. So instead of being like, oh, I love DBZ and Naruto and stuff like that, they're going super deep and like weird shit that I don't even know. It's like, all right, well, he's also his brother and they're both bunnies, girls, at night. And they're 15.
Listen, they're on a race across the United States. They need to pick up the bones of Jesus Christ and the villain is the president of the United States. Yep. Yes, that is a JoJo plot.
You know what? So... like, back, you know, when I was a kid, first watching anime, and I didn't think about this until now, like, prestige television wasn't a thing,
right?
Really?
Yeah.
And, like, anime has been prestige television, like, that, like, long-running arcs and, like, you know, season-long stories and, like, all this thing. Like, you get really invested in this stuff. And, like, in, like, TV shows like Breaking Bad is, like, this is prestige television. Like, that didn't exist back in the day. And, like, anime has been doing it and doing it well for a long time.
They really have.
You know, if in America we just took comic books and made TV shows out of it, which we did, you know, like Spider-Man and stuff like that, most of those were like,
but they're all like one off, right?
Monster of the week,
right? You could miss multiple episodes and not really,
because they're like, kids are dumb and they're not gonna want to watch, you know, this in order, so they're gonna be confused.
We're watching Twin Peaks with a friend of ours, and it's been really rad because he watched it when he was a youth.
Yeah,
and he's like, yeah, man, no, we didn't have anything like this back in the day. Like the whole, like, this is what everyone was talking about, the fact that you could not miss an episode.
Right.
It was back to back to back. It was one story. It was weird. Yeah. All that stuff. It was really
cool. And they ended the first season on, like, a huge cliffhanger, and we're like, see ya next year when the next season comes out.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when I say that, like kids, you know, are not dumb. Like, they could follow that. And like, the proof is, like, when I got access to Dragon Ball Z, it was like, I need to watch all of this.
Well, now you can binge, like, you can binge stuff back then either. You'd have
Right.
That's true. It's so much easier now.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous of kids that aren't spending $35 from the creepy comic book store guy
to get bootleg ass VHS.
Oh, and he was like, I was like, oh, I want this Cowboy Bebop. Oh, well, I only have volume 1 and 5. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'll take those.
All right, that'd be $90.
My children are so lucky. They can watch whatever they want. They can play whatever video games they want. Kids these days,
they don't even know how good
they have no idea. And they're still bored somehow.
So I want to go back to the question really quick, because the question
we should talk about the
question asker is asking, is she feels bad actually for making her boyfriend feel bad about talking about
And it's interesting because I thought this was going to be another question wherein you got some dork who is just super lame and embarrassing, and the, like, how do I get my boyfriend to stop saying, is that a JoJo reference?
Right, that's what I thought
too. To be different. It's you know, the joke is there's only 4 different types of Reddit questions, and this is a subgenre of one, but with a fun twist, because it seems like the dude is working on it.
Yeah, because he said, okay, I'll stop it, and now he just asks, which that seems like a good solution to me, because I try to do that. Like,
it sounds like that's annoying now too, though.
Yeah, exactly. That would seem annoying to me.
So yeah,
to ask about it.
I think so technically, the thing is, one should be able to self-limit themselves, because if one simply will not discuss thing with you without, can I do this now? Can I do this now?
Well, yeah, if he's doing it like that, that's, like, really annoying.
Yeah, and I think the issue is it's not like, I only want to talk about Anohana at certain times, so please ask me about it. It's like, just stop talking about it so much. So he still doesn't know how to talk about things less, but he is better than others in that he stops it, and he has a limiter, so to speak.
My sincere advice would be that you've got to be good at picking up on people's social cues, because if you start to talk about it and you can see their eyes start to glaze and they're just like, that's when you got to be like, okay, they don't care about what I'm talking about right now. I'm going to cool off. And maybe you should make some friends who are equally obsessive about JoJo and such, and talk about it there.
They're both 20
He needs
years
an outlet.
So, like, they're still very young. Still maturing. Their brains
are not. Bro, you got to get on a Discord.
You can't drink alcohol.
No wonder.
That's why
this is why this is happening.
You guys have nothing to do in between silence. You can't drink away the silence.
So. I don't get it.
I mean, if you can't, if your whole identity is this, and, like, your partner is, like, not willing to, like, have any other thoughts or conversations, I don't know, maybe this isn't a good relationship right now. I'm sure he will.
Even if he lays pipe.
Even if he lays pipe, he might have to consider, is the pipe worth the JoJo references all the time?
It seems like maybe there's like a bit of a power imbalance in their relationship, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, he doesn't feel like he's allowed to talk about certain things, and he's accepted that, but it's like, either way, he's being annoying, because he is either talking about this thing constantly or asking if he can talk about it, and it's because he's like doesn't feel like he's allowed to. Is that does that make sense?
Like it's like
him asking permission is not healthy either.
Yeah. She destroyed his confidence, right. And like he doesn't have the, you know, like he can't deal with it.
Right.
Now.
He hasn't learned anything, but what makes him special than type 4A of Reddit questions is that he's trying.
Yes.
And instead of moping about it, he's doing it in a slightly more helpful attitude. That being said, you know, fake it till you make it occasionally includes being a slightly robotic, hey, I would like to enter into the discourse zone to talk about this cool thing JoJo did. I think it's a little quote-unquote unnatural. That being said,
while
you're figuring it out.
And also, like, doesn't every relationship, like, isn't that kind of part of a relationship that, like, you listen to the thing that your partner cares about
right.
that you don't really care about, and you're happy for your partner? Because I feel like that's one thing that I think that Tim and I have been good about over time, because you'll talk to me about, like, stuff that's going on in your video games, and I'm like, I don't really know what you're talking about, but I'm like, yeah, and I try to follow it. And
I think part of that started, obviously, because we share enough similar interests, but also
right.
we started to enjoy the fun of going deep and explaining the plot points to the things that
yes.
the other person has absolutely
yes.
no context for.
Yes, actually, that's very true, because I don't remember what it was that we started doing this with, what I was watching.
Yeah.
Maybe it was an anime, but I'll do it now. I do it with 90 Day Fiancé. Well, Tim will come downstairs in the middle of some, like, horrendous thing, and I'll be like, okay, this is what's going on.
This one's
right
good, because
I
talk much shit about 90 Day Fiancé, but if I see more than 3 seconds, I'm immediately like, well, what's his deal?
Yeah, exactly.
What's going on here?
Same,
what's this
same.
Motherfucker?
And it's like, in a sense of, like, Tim, you were telling me all about your Star Wars RPG that you were playing yesterday
yeah.
and all that. So you need to cultivate, like, a healthy...
Well, it's like respectful discourse, you
yeah,
know?
I'm
like,
sure Mike
don't...
can talk on what happens if it doesn't go.
If the situation is, like... he's being respectful and, like, not bringing up anime all the time, but then he's not respecting the thing she wants to, like, he's constantly trying to, like,
yes.
guide it
yes.
back to anime talk, like.
But if he is open to things that she talks about, she might just need to learn to be a little bit interested in it, honestly.
That's true. Because, you know, some people just don't like silence very much. I'm kind of one of those people, so I'll run my mouth and talk about nothing. So it might be in a situation where, you know, we're only getting her side of it, so it could be a situation where she's not really talking much. And obviously it takes two to tango, so it's possible that when she did try to talk, he wasn't super into it and would always go back to talking to whatever.
I'm just personally super glad that, like, the things that you are interested in that I'm less interested in are still, like, in the realm of things I care about. If you were, like, trying to talk to me about, like, sports stats, I'd be like, bro, I'm sorry, I cannot do this.
Yeah. Yeah, only me and Jennifer talk sports stats, but
yeah,
it's
but not
okay
I can't deal with Tim doing it.
Yeah, so. You can't do it. You know how, I think this is pretty common, but you know how, like, some people, when in a conversation, they're just waiting for their moment to talk. They're not really listening. Like, I feel like that's this guy.
It is. And that is also a thing that you can practice and get better at.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Everybody that, like, everybody does that.
Yeah, everyone does it, but the big thing is that make sure if you do it, you're listening. The big people will catch you doing it when you're not listening.
Yes.
And you're like, yeah, and then complete, like, you miss, like, a point.
Then you're like, fuck.
So if you're a really good listener, yeah, you can join the conversation and you get to spew mouth words.
Yeah.
And,
you know, like,
also,
on dating,
like, uplifting your buddies.
You know, like, on dating profiles, they say, like, I'm a good listener. Like, you gotta take that seriously. You can't just put that on.
You just put
that on. That's a skill, man.
Did you
know,
like, long walks in the beak? I'm just noticing here that the honestly the sex is good comment, it has -3 upvotes.
That's fucked up.
Why?
Listen,
Reddit, why?
You're wilding out.
You're wilding out.
Listen, you
don't
gotta
sex shame her.
Listen, she likes it.
She likes it.
It's a positive. It's in the plus zone.
Yeah,
so.
This isn't
leave her alone.
That bad to break up.
She's 20 years old. They're like literally fetuses. So
yeah. Like how she was like,
out.
When I was 15, I like
yeah.
like that was like
5 years
a blink ago.
Come
yeah.
on,
yeah,
come on. You're a child. Sorry to 20-year-olds listening to this.
Nobody even remembers being 15. Not me.
Y'all want to roll into the next question?
Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
Nick, this one's for you, buddy.
Oh, okay. Got a little Rona in my throat.
Oh, no.
I worry about that all the time. All right. I sent a text about my problem employee to the wrong person.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Is this me? because this is like my nightmare right here. I find myself in a pickle, and I'm a nervous wreck. I have been a manager at a healthcare facility for 2 years. It has not been easy. The manager before me was stepping down and knew me from my manager's group. She badmouthed me during a staff meeting she held with the employees prior to my arrival. It was hell when I arrived. One particular employee undermines everything I say and new rules that I put into place. She is very passive-aggressive, and nothing is ever her fault. So I have been fed up with it. I asked my sister, who is a minister, to put a request on her prayer list. The request was to remove this employee and any other problem employee from the facility, and to make the facility peaceful. Well, that message was sent to an employee with a similar sounding name, and she showed it to the employee.
No.
I have let my boss know of my error and feel like a complete idiot. What should I do? And can I get fired for this?
You should quit. You've got to quit right now.
It's so funny to me because the beginning of it, you're like, okay, like I'm totally with you. This sounds like it sucks. And then it veers into a completely different direction of, I asked my sister to pray that this employee would be fired.
So anyway, I was praying to God that this employee would die.
Oh no, I accidentally sent it to the employee.
Lord, there's a lot of bus accidents nowadays. Maybe a duck boat tour.
I mean, you know, not hurt like the rest of her life, but just so much that she'd have to quit.
Yeah, no big deal. This is hilarious. As a former super Christian that would, at the start of like every Bible class in high school and middle school, would do prayer requests, and then the prayer requests, after a while, would get more and more targeted and esoteric and things like that. I really respect the like, I want a lot of ideas. I'm going to God.
This is definitely like some top tier like Christian passive aggressive warfare.
Yes.
If I was still going, I remember the prayer request.
Yeah.
Thing. And if I was still going to church, like if I was still being forced to go to church, I would totally be like, please help Nick find his car keys. Make them
pray for it. One time I asked for my friend to get a PS2, and my teacher was like, you can't ask for that. I'm like, why not?
Yeah, you can't ask for that, but you can ask for your employee to like fall ill.
It was selfless. It wasn't even you weren't even asking for a PS2.
Yeah, you're asking for a friend.
It wasn't entirely selfless.
Because you wanted to play it.
Well, I had one, but I wanted to play it when I went to his house. Yeah, and then like one time my request was that.
Can you ask God to get Danny a second controller?
That's PS2. The fucking Mad Cats GameCube controller is not good enough, God.
Wait, I want to hear more about NYPD Blue.
One time I made a prayer request that was NYPD Blue showed a butt.
Wait,
what? Sorry, that's the whole request?
What was the goal of the prayer?
That was her response. Yes, that's right. My Bible teacher was a girl.
My favorite thing that would happen is when people would do unspoken prayer.
Oh, unspoken! Gotta get some unspoken stuff in here.
Wait. What's an unspoken prayer?
They would literally just say, like, I want you to pray about something, but I don't want to talk about it.
They just want to lift you up. It usually it's meant personal. You're masturbating.
Yeah, you're jerking it too much.
You're jerking it too much. Or, like...
Or you'd touched a boob over the shirt and done or sin.
I'm sure some of the people that did it had some cool shit to be unspoken about, but most of us was just like, I'm mad at my dad.
I'm too embarrassed to say it in
please
front of the youth
please
pastor.
Hex him, God.
Yeah, please hex
me. Lord, please.
Make my daddy get a duck boat incident.
Can you do a prayer request? Just say, it's unspoken about Tim Lanning's dad. He knows what it's about.
What are you talking about?
I feel like this sounds like a good beginning to like a Christian VHS movie. Oh, like I did a prayer request and then it came true and I felt bad about it. Tim just about spilled ice coffee.
What about a church, right? Like there's like a church, right? And they have prayer requests and they find that like the prayer requests at this one church always come true. And then like it's evil like people start manipulating it and like slipping in their own prayer requests because they're like in the mob or something.
Oh fuck.
But it turns out
you don't go to the church. Have you been tithing here? Get out.
Well, it turns out the church is like has a direct line to Satan or something.
Shit, I want to watch this movie.
No, this
sounds good.
What can if we like... just start making movies every episode? I feel like that's what we're doing.
No movies are coming out anymore. Please help.
Can you trade prayer requests? Like the sort of thing where like you could like if you're you ask for something for your buddies, get a PS2, could you like, give you the
because it's like better if you're not asking for yourself.
So you can both be selfless.
It's like the
so
thing
God will answer.
Where you meet a stranger and you both need to kill somebody, and like the stranger kills your person and you kill their person.
So it's, yeah.
You know, definitely. Trading prayer request, extremely a thing. Wherein, like,
With
when you're on your devos or whatever, like, wait, what's laying on you? Let me. Can I just be a prayer warrior for you?
I just want to lift you up. Love on you.
Yeah, let me love on you. So that's my daddy still does that every now and again. I'm like, I'm good.
All set, man. All set.
Yeah, my favorite movie growing up was Trading Prayer Requests with Eddie Murphy. And
that's a good movie. One time in a youth group, someone stole the youth group's boombox, and the youth leader during prayer time prayed that this person would get horrible stomach aches until they turned it in, and then afterwards, like, yeah, you can do that. You can do that.
You can. So that's what this woman
wait,
is
they
doing.
Were like, yeah, like, no, it's not bad.
It's
you
not
can
bad.
Do
it's
that.
Fine.
They stole from us. I want them to.
I want them to shit.
I want them to shit until they give us back the boombox, and then we can welcome them back in the flock.
And they can apologize.
And then we'll forgive them.
We'll forgive them lovingly.
But back to the question.
Back to the question.
Moment. Like, I don't think that I've ever in a work context like sent something that I didn't mean to someone else.
One of our friends, you know, sent outside of work, like, dunking on one of your roommates.
That was uncomfortable.
That was...
Oh, I did one time... Okay, actually, this was a little bit bad on my part. Slight confession. So my company has these, like everyone has their own... It's essentially, like, company Facebook. Everyone's got their little profile.
Your company has its own prayer requests.
No, I mean, we do our own prayer requests. No, they have, like, essentially, it's like a Facebook, so you can go click on the person's page, and there's something... Someone had something embarrassing. I don't even remember what it was. And I was taking a screenshot of it to send to my other coworker to make fun of it. And then the person walked up behind me and I was like, so that was, I don't think she even saw it, but I learned my fucking lesson.
You like smashed your monitor.
Cause I think it like froze too. Like I was trying to minimize it.
That's how it works. That's how God works.
Yeah. I fucking deserved that too.
You know what it is. You know what it, okay. Honestly, like, this question is making me believe in God now because she was trying to do something shitty and then God was like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and divert
that little
message.
I'm going to expose your ass.
You're the one who's going to get smited now.
Yeah, you're going to get smited. Also, like, is her sister, like, her sister's a minister. Is she, like, chill with this kind of prayer request? Or is she like,
it's like,
hey,
dude,
man,
I'm not doing your dirty work for you.
You got to ask God your own self for this.
I mean, you don't put this kind of stuff in writing. And, like, when you do, you have to trip.
God will snitch on you. Watch out.
Yeah, God will definitely snitch on you.
I have a short work story. About bad email stuff. So we like do updates to websites and people send us requests and some people send us a lot of requests and are a little overbearing. And this one person who is no longer an employee with us sent me an email and the title was "This person is out of their mind."
That's fine.
With a request with this person's request in it. And I didn't notice that, and I just saw the request, so I completed the request, and I forwarded it back to that person.
Oh,
Michael.
To the person that was out of their mind.
And he was very unhappy about it.
you or the other guy?
Me. It was all my fault. Everything was all my fault because I was.
Yeah, it was your fault.
No, who was mad at you? The guy who originally sent it, or the guy you sent?
Everyone was mad at me.
But this is why the original person should never have put that in writing.
I agree.
Also, for everyone out there, don't talk shit on your company's IM stuff because they have access to all of that.
Yeah.
Like, even your computer at work. Like, I think even if you're typing on GChat, I believe they technically, like, have access to that. So if you're going to talk shit, keep it on your personal phone.
Yeah. If you're going to talk shit, like, in this time of corona, you do it on voice call, and also you double check who's in the call.
Oh, my God. And also, apparently Zoom, like, keeps, like, logs of chats, like even if you're doing like side chat.
I don't use them. Don't chat
really
there.
So
all video, no evidence.
Be fucking careful, man. Don't put any of this shit in writing. I'm trying to look out for you.
I had to have lunch with that guy for like 5 years, like once a year. That was my penance, and that was
that's
the
how
worst
you fixed
penance because he really He was.
Oh man.
He was. It was an awkward conversation.
I hate awkward shit like that. I do. I'm like, you know what? I'm getting a new job. Like,
it's not worth it. I gotta go.
So, do you think that this is covered under like freedom of religion? Like, I'm allowed to pray that you get fired. That's a lot.
I feel like the right thing to do here is she should have said like, my prayer request is that, you know, like we can be friends or something.
Oh yeah, don't be petty with the Lord. That sucks. Like,
yeah, because again, the Lord is gonna call your ass out. And,
yeah, like, learned a lesson. And
you do that like parable. Can you pray for my employee? That we can see eye to eye and we can grow and like just, you know, really flourish together, Lord, and then accidentally send it to her.
This bitch is out of her mind.
Which one of those texts would you rather get? That somebody is praying that you can get along with them better or just like to get rid of you? Because I'm not sure which one I would prefer.
They're both kind of bad, actually. So
Yeah.
It's like, do I like this person because God's making
me? I mean, one is like she's trying to make an effort or whatever. But also maybe the issue with the incoming manager is like, oh yeah, she's like a real religious zealot. And like she really shoves it down your throat.
I feel like I have a stomachache after thinking about this one. Because just, you know.
So weird.
There, but for the grace of God, go I. Everyone, keep it out of text message. You got to keep it in the correct channels. Double, triple check before you send shit talking to somebody.
But how was the message sent to...
Because they sent it, it was like her sister's name was beside a different employee's name on the phone. So she didn't send it directly to the person she was talking shit about. She sent it to another employee who had a similar name to her sister.
Brought it to the person.
Immediately brought it to the person.
Yeah, that's the thing. No one gives a shit about you. The question asker might be a dingus.
She definitely is a dingus. I think we can agree on that.
I mean, also, I try not to... I mean, I don't really talk shit about people, like, especially like people I know, people in my worldview. Yeah. Like, there are people that I don't know that I talk plenty of shit about. And I talk shit about myself, but I don't.
I talk shit about my coworkers all the time. But I do it smart.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly, it's just like, I don't want this situation to happen to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Venting is not always worth the potential risk. But,
yeah.
Do you guys want to
also, like, you vent to the wrong person and, like, then this happens.
And then you
look like a gossip or something
you
like
gotta,
that.
That's why you got to have a significant other so you can just talk shit to them.
Oh, Tim, yeah. Would you like to read? Yeah.
Tim was looking at the next question and it's a little bit long. But gosh, it's worth it, though.
Okay.
I was talking to Diana about this one coworker, like, how he was being, like, a real asshole. And she was like, oh, that reminds me of that one episode of JoJo I watched.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, no, I gotta get out of this conversation.
See, okay. that was called a callback, and I just made that up for the joke.
I love
points Nick. Points for Nick.
Yeah. Diana does not like JoJo. She likes
She doesn't like JoJo. She only watches hentai.
She's a good, she's a Bible black stan.
Okay.
My 36 female husband's 38 male obsession with owls is ruining our marriage.
I wonder how many questions there are that are like, my significant other's blank is ruining our marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, the first question was my boyfriend's obsession with JoJo.
So I'm going to search. I actually,
three questions.
Now I want to go. Three. I'm going to go search ruining our marriage on our relationships.
Throw away because my husband knows my account, but he'll probably find this post anyway while searching Reddit for owl
and
content.
And fuck him. This is how I want him to find
yeah,
out.
Yeah, good.
My husband fucking sucks.
I'm sleeping with Dave.
Also, he already knows.
Yes, this situation is as ridiculous as the title makes it sound. And yes, this sounds like a shitpost. At least I would have thought so, too, up until a few days ago. To sum up this batshit situation, my husband has become obsessed with owls. At first, I thought this was all the lead-up to a very elaborate April Fool's joke. But now, that's where we're well past that. I'm wondering if he legitimately has a mental illness. Okay.
This is how you know it's a good joke. Like, you get this far.
Yeah. You gotta get the June 3rd.
Real quick, I searched ruining marriage on our relationships and... Wow, there's a lot of stuff. There's so many of them. I'm going to be going back to this well later.
He's eating too many crabs. That's ruined our relationship. This all started as a dumb inside joke between us. He used to say that owls must not be real because he's never seen one in the wild. Oh boy. I'd point out that we've seen them at wildlife rescues, and he's responded that those were elaborate fakes. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Then one evening a few weeks ago, he went out jogging around dusk and saw a great horned owl. He told me all about this several times over the next few days. The next weekend, he took me and the kids out to where he saw the owl near the same time to see if he could spot it again. Sure enough, there was his friend the owl sitting on a branch, and we all saw it. My husband finally saw the owl, and we can stop this dumb joke, or so I thought.
Dun, dun, dun.
Five more paragraphs.
Now he's saying it's a plant. Why would it be in the same spot?
Over the last few weeks, he's become completely obsessed with owls. He's building owl boxes, hoping to attract screech owls to our yard. During meals, he'll ask the kids what their favorite species of owl is. If they pick one he doesn't like or they don't answer, he gets legitimately annoyed. Okay, so he likes owls, and it gets a bit weird at times. But here's the worst part. He's also working on some kind of medieval fantasy owl RPG where the owls cast spells and somehow use weapons. He told me about it one night, and I blurted out, how do they hold the weapons in their wings? To my complete surprise, he hadn't considered that. He then took an extra notebook from our school supplies, labeled it Owl Weapons, and started sketching.
This guy sounds cool.
This guy rules. Awesome. This guy rules.
It's quarantine, people. Like, yeah, let him have his fun.
Let him have his fun. And also, that RPG exists.
I was like, this man is just making up the Owls of Gahool right now.
Yeah, isn't there an owl, like, series, like a YA series about owls?
I think Owls of Gahool is a thing. But then there's also...
The Humblewood has, like, birds and shit. Mostly birds. Once he was done, he showed me a couple of sketches and talked me through in a superior tone, because I'm the idiot here.
You don't know shit about owls.
Yeah, you're fucking dumb. How he thinks obviously a civilization of intelligent owls would learn how to build tools and even weapons like beak-sharpened spears
that exactly.
fit in a custom... rabbit leather wing harness. He's even working on this when he's supposed to be working from home. Apparently last Friday, he spent most of the day at work coming up with various languages and customs of the owl tribes that exists in the game's universe.
This fucking rules.
He wants to be, he's doing like a, he's, he wants to be the next George R.R. Martin.
Yeah, he's doing it.
He wants to do three books and then stop forever.
And do Redwall too.
Yeah, Redwall.
Redwall too. This time there's owls. I think there may be owls in Redwall. I can't remember.
The straw that broke the camel's back came late last week when he announced that we'd all be playtesting the game this weekend. I could not contain my horror. After the kids went to bed, I sat him down and went over my concerns. I uttered a sentence that I never thought I'd need to say to a loved one. Your obsession with owls is jeopardizing your job and this marriage.
I need to create a council of wives from all the various questions that have come through. Because I feel like this wife... Boat wife, remember the man who wanted to live on the boat?
We have to remember that boat wife is also bananas, too.
She's a little bananas, but, like, understandable. And then deviled egg wife.
Deviled egg wife.
I think the three of them need to hang out.
So. It's the 90-day fiancé, like, catch-up, like, format.
Exactly. We're creating a council of wives.
Okay. He started coming up with excuses saying that it was just a hobby. That's how it starts, friend. I suggested maybe seeing a professional, and he flew off the handle. He moped around the rest of the weekend and made a big dramatic showing of burning the owl weapons and other various notebooks outside in the fire pit while he stared at the fire, drinking. In spite of all of this, I saw him looking at owl nest cameras last night before bed. Oh my god. So what do I do? I'm not fearing for my safety here, but this isn't normal, right? Well-adjusted people don't go from seeing exactly one owl to writing 20 pages on how the Eastern River Bard tribe is at war with the goblin-allied hawk owls since the great convergence of the who gives a fuck. I know this sounds insane, fake, and juvenile, but apparently so is my husband.
Damn.
With everything going on right now, I'd really like my old husband back rather than the whatever owl Tolkien he's aspiring to become. TLDR, my husband saw an owl and started obsessive owl-related projects at the risk of his employment and my sanity. All right. Fuck this bitch.
Yeah, she sucks.
She sucks.
We're all on his side.
Yeah, 100%. We're all on his. Yeah, like, this guy might be... I actually do need to codify the subtypes of of dudes, because, you know, obviously gender's fake, but dudes be doing the same
thing. Dudes be getting obsessed with owls and making RPGs.
She sucks.
Dude,
I hate
is
her.
Making their own RPG at some point.
Yeah, dudes be focusing on thing and not knowing when to stop thing. That's what dudes be doing. That happens.
So this is a pretty recent
question.
Just
guys being dudes.
So this is happening during COVID times, mm-hmm. which is basically what if I remember correctly, the people in the comments were like, it's probably like a COVID coping thing. And I think that probably all of us have like picked a new obsession to have during, you know, the 3 months we've been in lockdown. So I do feel bad for the guy, but he's being a dramatic baby, like burning everything in a fire pit while drinking and staring at the fire. That is some baby shit.
What she doesn't know is that he scanned those into the computer. So
he was just trying to make a point.
It was all for show.
You think he's gonna throw away all the work he did on owl weapons? Absolutely not.
Yeah. I mean, she's being so judgy and like, this is weird, right? Like, shouldn't you be more focused with, I don't know, doing what normal people do, obsessing over upgrading your lawn mower?
Yeah.
Perhaps a sale on Slacks.
Shouldn't you be researching which big green egg you want to buy for your backyard?
Is this one what would be considered a Karen? Is it in this current lexicon?
What? Audio cut out exactly on the word that you said.
Oh, okay. Did you say a Karen?
I said Karen.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Google saw you about to do that. Like, and nope.
I thought you were going to say, the word that comes to mind when I think of this woman is normie.
Yeah.
She seems like normal. So,
right.
So I have a hard time empathizing with her as a person that's extremely not normal. Because I'm like, this sounds great. What are you talking about? Like,
I would buy another live, laugh, love
thing
normal
to put on your wall.
Like, she's aggressively, like, trying to be normal.
Yeah. And kids probably would love this. Like, let it be. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. Then you get free time. Let the freaking kids play, and you do your own thing.
And
that sounds ideal.
He's being creative, right? Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's, it's wacky, but...
Yeah, give a damn bitch a break is what I'm saying.
It sounds like this has been, like, a week, too.
I know, it doesn't sound like it's... And it sounds like she's, like, shutting it down immediately.
Yeah, the fact that she went to, like, need professional help is, like, horrendously huge red flag.
Yeah, but also him getting irritated when his children didn't have an answer to what is your
sucks.
Favorite owl?
Yeah.
Brown?
It's also bad.
Yeah. No, it
I'm
is
going with brown.
It is a gift for
she's
him.
She's got some points. Yeah. Like, she definitely has some points.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But she's being, like, I don't like when people think that their significant other's hobbies are, like, silly and, like, look down on them. It's like, well, then why the fuck are you with this person then?
Yeah.
Now, granted, it does seem this is a very new development, so she could not have predicted that he was going to get into making, you know, owl lore.
Yeah. The first question I ask her, and these people need to get together and be like, all right, here's what it could be. We need, like, a scared straight situation of...
right. But I do get really bummed when I see people talk about how, like, their significant other, like, makes fun of their interests. That makes me sad.
Yeah.
I think that maybe if your significant other makes fun of your interests all the time, you should not be together, because it does not need to be that way.
I mean, you're getting, like, awfully personal, like, for my situation right now. Because, so, like, the other day, Diana got mad at me because, like, I've gotten really into sim racing. And she's like, you spent $10,000 on sim racing stuff? And I'm like, why are you judging my hobbies?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Simply because I spent $10,000 on this.
Jesus, Nick.
If she listens to this, I did not spend
$10,000.
See, I was like, did he really? I don't know.
I did in my mind think it was possible.
Well, I don't have the room for it, but eventually I probably will, because I want, like, a full motion platform.
So here's the thing. So she wrote this whole long thing, and she explained essentially her side of the story.
Yeah.
And several of us were on the other person's side, which leads me to believe that she does not have a strong argument, and she's probably leaving out lots of other things that would make us even further on his side.
Because I think that people... There's a type of person that writes in that does try to, like, be kind of fair and objective about what's going on. She definitely is coming in here looking for people to be like, your husband's crazy. Yeah. He needs to stop with the owl stuff.
Wait, when he has the next D&D and he's making literally hundreds of dollars, she ain't gonna be, like, mad at him then.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have another, like, wrinkle, like, throw in this. Like, think about the people that like saw Bigfoot for the first time, and they're like, "Whoa, Bigfoot's real!" They obsessed with the rest, like the rest of their lives, yeah, doing that.
Their lives are
like,
changed.
He just found out owls were real. Like, imagine how that would fuck with you. That's if so you just found out.
Nick, that is an extremely good point. He is. The existence of owls is fresh to him. Yeah, right,
it's fried his brain.
Yeah,
as it should. The like, fear is that he's going to discover that snakes exist, and he's going to start screaming, and then
he is just going to make Redwall again, yeah, and then he's going to find out that Brian Jock already did it, and yeah, he's going to go into a depression for sure.
I think the issue is that he's making an RPG when he should write. I mean.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with making an RPG, though. Like, that's cute to, like, make an RPG to play with your family.
Sometimes people make RPGs, and they're like, oh, this is hard, and they just write books instead. You know?
I very much wonder what his other sort of hobbies are, like, if he's already playing RPGs.
Right, was nothing similar to it, and that's why she's weirded out? Was he just like, I like to watch golf on Sundays?
Right, like, if you're obsessed with owls, I'm kind of surprised you would make up an owl RPG and not, like, just find the Humblewood thing.
I feel like
it's not just an owl-specific thing, but...
I feel like a good RPG is just like brainstorming a book, right?
Yeah, it is.
Like, and that maybe that's what he's doing. Right?
You know,
he's creating a framework to write his epic.
Yeah, and we don't know to what extent how annoyed he was at the children, but it right. is kind of still hilarious.
Because it could have been him being like, "Oh, come on, like, don't isn't daddy weird?"
Yeah,
like now, if it was like that, that's one thing. But if he was generally like, "No, Thomasina." You said Great Horned Owl yesterday. You need to have a different one today.
And you know Daddy hates Great Horned Owls. They suck.
Except for he loves them.
They're cowardly.
I could even name you an owl. A barn owl.
Barn.
Great Horned.
That's you like don't know screech. What they did to the Screech Owl clan.
I would. Like, I actually was thinking, too, while this happened, I feel like the, like, bringing the kids to look to the area where he saw the owl feels like a thing my dad would have done, and I would have fucking loved it.
Yeah, man.
Like, I would be like, hell yeah, let's go find the owl.
And I do love throwing it. Away your owl notebooks in the fire as you're like downing whiskey, staring at the fire. This is like the start of like some fucking
the super flames reflected
shit.
In.
Yeah,
his
eye. What would you do?
You found your calling. You found your like. It struck you. Your this comfort. Inspiration struck you. Yeah. This is like the most important moment of your life, and your loved one, your wife. Has just turned her back on you and this amazing inspiration you've had. Of course you're going to burn your...
He's got to become a supervillain now.
You made me choose between my family, my children, and my beloved owls.
He's drinking mouse blood.
He's going to figure out how to make wings, and he's going to dress himself up in a whole big costume.
Don't let him watch The Watchmen is what I'm saying.
Oh, God, please do not. Because he's for sure going to become a bad person.
Yeah, and this is a weird one. All the questions we've had today have been odd. Because it's like...
Are you new to this show?
Well, no, because sometimes they follow, like, pretty discernible patterns. And obviously, they're all different because humans are weird and different. But this one's like, a lot of these are like, oh, we should be on your side. But you beefed it.
You beefed it so bad. You sound like an asshole.
Had a twist. Right, like
yeah, exactly. They did. That's true.
This is the twist episode.
The twist episode. I wasn't even trying to do a theme, but here we are.
I guess. Each one, I was on the opposite side, like at the beginning.
Yeah.
I think it's a situation where I feel for anyone who has an annoying partner, but I also feel for someone who's just trying to connect and they're not good at it.
As an that annoying partner, I feel sympathy and empathy for these people.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, especially because like. For us as content creators who tend to obsess with things of which we create and try to make it a bigger part of our lives and how the next new hobby could be a way to make a couple of upwards of $13. You know, it's these be hitting different for us. I'm very curious what those of you in listener land, what your opinions are.
Yeah, maybe we're all too weird, so we can't appropriately answer these.
No, for sure. I mean, anyone who would make a podcast that includes the topic such as these should not be allowed to comment on topics such as
sincerely,
these.
Sincerely, if Tim started doing, like, everything in this, I'd be like, cool, I support you. Yeah.
But you also, like, you could just be like, yo, I'm making an owl RPG, and you would have, like, 100 people.
Yeah, it should be like,
I want to do the podcast the OWL podcast with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. No, that's the thing.
Yeah, so maybe it's just our general circle.
Should we reach out to husband? And,
yeah, I think
that. And do a...
bro, we support you. We'll play your OWL RPG.
What's the side adventure D&D podcast?
Random Encounters.
Random Encounters.
We'll
Random Encounters.
We'll play the knockoff. We'll because what is the OWL RPG that exists?
It's Humblewood. It's for 5e, okay. But it's...
Because what I was talking about, there is a book series called The Guardians of Ga'Hoole, and yeah. there was a movie, and that sounds extremely like what this is.
Ah, yes, I do remember that. Yes.
But also, I guess there's an OWL one, too, so...
I really just wish it was Annoying OWL Guy, not Dream Crushing Wife.
Yeah, you hate to see it. Buddy, I hope you can
also, he's
going to
give up on this in like a month. Like,
yeah, exactly. Just let him
chill
let
out.
Him burn
yeah, that's
out.
What all the comments were. It's like, it's coronavirus.
Every time I go to make a video game, like, I'm like, oh, I got the prototype. I'm done.
Oh, yeah, this is hard.
Yeah, these things, yeah.
I forgot that this is hard.
Yeah, we get a lot, not a lot, we get some community members being like, oh, I just found your podcast, specifically for Greetings Adventurers. I just found your podcast. I'm obsessed with it. I have XYZ skill. I would love to push forward XYZ skill, whether it's making a video game, making a comic, making this, making that. And, you know, this has happened to us almost a dozen or maybe even dozens of times. So we're like... thankful and appreciative, but we're like, you know, it's hard. It's
takes hard a
little work.
So we'll see where it goes.
So we'll see. You know, we're not going to drop everything we're doing to help you, but because a lot of times, much like with making an OWL RPG, it sounds like
the problem solves itself.
Exactly. It sounds like this would have not been able
time.
To solve like the relations between two different types of owls that like didn't get along, and then he would have thrown the OWL weapons into the fire regardless.
Yeah, exactly. So you could have just waited. You could have waited it out, and it would have solved itself.
Honestly, like,
but you had
mad
to crush his dreams, man.
Mad respect to this guy. Like, if you can stick with it, like any kind of like hobby or obsession, you know, like that you put work into, if you can stick with it, that's great. Honestly.
But isn't it kind of funny that the 20-year-old in the first question found a better way to deal with it than the 36-year-old? It do be like that.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So if this guy would have implemented a can I talk about owls now?
Like, thing. Okay, it is Thursday at 7 p.m. It is time to talk about owls. Is Daddy's owl corner?
Family meeting. Daddy wants to talk about owls. You all have to listen.
Oh, shit.
Golly.
Well,
how do people have kids? And create a new generation.
Bro, I have no idea. No
Michael.
Thanks.
Beats me, man.
I don't know how you have time for anything.
You don't?
I'm writing down a note for a potential episode title right now.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, geez. I hope everyone is, doing fine at home with the corona.
Yeah, actually, if you guys have gotten into weird shit during corona, I'm actually very curious to see what people have been, if you've gotten into a weird hobby or a very specific interest. As I said, I specifically, at the beginning of a coronavirus situation, BTS put a new album out, and I was like, I am going to get into BTS now. And I have been
You've
doing
done
great.
It.
I have done it. I am doing a great
Did
job.
Did not learn how to do bread, but BTS.
Did
BTS.
Not learn how to do bread, but I have read multiple books, old ass books that BTS has used as references on their albums.
Did
so
you?
There you go.
Reading is good.
Have any of you gotten into specific things during coronavirus that you weren't into before?
No. I mean, no, not necessarily. I mean, I'm reading comic books now, but that's not. I didn't.
You've been playing. What seems to me like 1,000 hours of Persona 5,
yeah.
Colton.
So, yeah, it's not a new thing. It's just
the
I'm going...
The game that will never end.
I'm going through my backlog, and I don't know how any human played Persona 5 in the before times, because it's just so long.
Yeah. I mean, I tried it, and I couldn't finish it.
Yeah, and it's not too long. It's not good enough to be that long.
But Nick got into anime more
there
during
you go.
I got more... I got more into anime.
Into
I got
it,
more
but...
into... video game racing, but I did that stuff before. It's just like, oh, I don't feel guilty about not going outside now. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been putting together little tiny metal models, those ones that are like
nice
sheets of metal, and then you like bend.
Oh, those are so
tweezers.
Cool. I
oh,
like
that's
those.
Cute.
Those are cool.
Which again, I liked before, but now I feel
yeah.
like.
But now you've got time for it. I have several gunplas
yeah.
That I keep meaning to put together I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like when it first started, we maybe said this before, but it's like, oh, okay, this sucks, but we'll get through it because we want to make sure that the human race doesn't die off. So, cool, I'll just get into other stuff. And like, 2 weeks, we like tried real hard to clean the apartment,
oh,
put
God.
Up art we meant to, mini paint, play board game, done none of it. Just like lay on couch,
no.
let the anime people soak over me.
Yep. Listen, it's tough out there. That's the thing. It's like, everyone, be nice to each other right now. Shit is very hard.
Be nice to yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Be nice to yourselves. Be nice to the people around you. People deal with stress in different ways.
Yeah. I saw someone follow that was basically like, I fucking suck. I meant to make a lot of good art at the start of this, but here I am 2 months later and I haven't.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of said that about this podcast. We were going to make good art. Somehow we didn't.
Instead,
we just did the same BS.
And 3/4 of us don't even have kids or anything to blame
on. That's the thing. Like, whenever I see someone with kids being like, I feel bad for not doing more, I'm like, bro, I have no kids and I've done absolutely nothing.
I'm literally a shithead. You are a champion.
You're a superhero.
Shut up.
Diana, we were talking about our friend Grant, and he's like learning to play guitar more in quarantine.
We
and
love Diana's Grant.
He has so many kids and he's learning a new skill. I haven't done anything.
Yeah. Well, I think that some parents are like, I have to do something or I'm going to die. So it's like, it's daddy's guitar time.
Yeah. I feel like maybe when you have kids, it's like you do nothing with the kids all day, and then when you have time away from them, you want to do something.
Yeah,
right? I see that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing nothing. They're watching TV or playing or whatever, and now when I'm done with that, I need to do something. So
yeah, that seems fair. But anyway.
Anyway, being a parent's easy.
It seems hard.
The only thing easier than being a parent is being a teacher.
The only thing easier than being... Wait. The only thing harder than being a parent is coming up with a complex RPG system owls. And this man is a champion, and his wife doesn't deserve it.
Podcasting is the most difficult job.
It's the most dangerous and difficult job there is out there.
I'm obviously kidding.
We're going to get yelled at. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on this episode. We're going to... my brain just like totally broke at the end of that.
Oh, wow, there's steam coming out.
Oh, God. You can find us on Twitter at Ask Your Internet, where if you see fun questions online that you'd like us to talk about, feel free to send us links. I try to keep an eye on it, but I also am always looking on my own. But yeah, if you see anything fun, send it to Ask Your Internet, and you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Chi.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at R Baristo.
Sincerely, dear Internet.